This is Artist Stories, featuring the stories of artists and arts organizations in our region. Artist Stories is a project of the Arts Foundation for Tucson and Southern Arizona, which is partially funded by the City of Tucson and Pima County. I'm your host, Ava Romero. Today I'm with Jenny Sunshine, a retired federal probation officer and the president of the board of Valley of the Moon. Welcome, Jenny.
Thank you for having me.
Jenny, I know that this question will have to be answered in parts, but I'm hoping that you can explain to us how Valley of the Moon is a fantasy land, a theater, a historical site, a museum, a camp, and a classroom with one staff member.
The bottom line is that Valley of the Moon is a historic fairyland created nearly 100 years ago and has been listed on the National Register of Historic Places and is a Tucson historic landmark. We do have a great program to help with historic preservation. We also are a vibrant and interactive theater. We are inclusive. We don't charge children or adults who learn theater arts here. As a matter of fact, we have our fall show coming up, so if people want to keep posted for our casting call, they too can be involved in our theater. Anyone can be. And the magic of how we can get all this done with just one staff person, and that's a halftime person at that, is actually the magic of our volunteers. And Valley of the Moon remains a place where volunteers, children, and our guests can spend time in a place that practices kindness and promotes wellness. And the real secret is that this respite from the modern world and all of the irritations and the technology and just outright nastiness that you see in the world today isn't there at Valley of the Moon. So it's a place that feels good to volunteer. That's our secret, because if it wasn't for our volunteers, we couldn't do any of this.
And one can volunteer with their families there, correct?
That's absolutely right. It's encouraged.
Could you tell us about the man behind the legend, George Farr Legler?
George Farr Legler, a founder and our hero, was born in 1885. He had a drive to create a beautiful place to teach kindness and foster imagination.
The mission of his nonprofit, founded in 1945, was to present the mind as one of the major factors in maintaining the health of the human body, to advocate tolerance towards all religions, and to foster the divine principle of tolerance and brotherly love for all mankind, regardless of race, creed, or color.
That's right, and we continue that philosophy today. It's a sad truth that it was needed desperately in 1945, but it's still needed today.
Jenny, one last question. If you could tell us a little bit about yourself and how you joined the board of Valley of the Moon and what this place means to you and your family.
I came to Tucson in 1982 because I was entering in a graduate program, and so I was leaving behind family and friends. Well, I was also having my daughter do the same thing. She was 7 years old. She was not as excited about the move as I was, and she let me know about it in many ways. She told me that Arizona was just a terrible place, and everything had been better in New Jersey, even the movies. You know, even the best places I could find to take her, she just was not having it. And we went to Valley of the Moon around Halloween time, and she got quiet. And I was impressed by that just alone. No complaints. But at the end, what she said to me was, "You know, Mom, Tucson's the only place in the world that has Valley of the Moon, right?" I said, "Yeah, that's absolutely true." And she said, "Well, then Tucson's not that bad." And she just turned the corner.
Thank you so much, Jenny.
You're welcome. Thank you.
This has been Artist Stories with Ava Romero, featuring the stories of artists and arts organizations in our region. To listen to the full-length podcast, visit kxci.org. Artist Stories is a project of the Arts Foundation for Tucson and Southern Arizona, which is partially funded by the City of Tucson and Pima County.